The Starbucks strike, dubbed "Twas the Strike Before Christmas," is set to begin Friday and run through Christmas Eve.
Hey, I'm Gus. I'm a barista at Elliott Avenue Starbucks, and I'm picketing because I cannot afford to pay my bills with the weekly hours I'm allotted or the pay that I am given per hour.
I'm Brenna. I'm a shift supervisor, and I believe that all my coworkers deserve better wages, better working conditions, better pay, all the things.
Hi, I'm Jenna. I'm a barista here at UA South. And we're on strike right now because I want my wage to reflect how expensive it is living in Seattle.
Hi, my name's Ellie. I'm a barista here at Starbucks, and I'm out here because Starbucks has promised us back pay on credit card tips, and we have not gotten it yet.
Union representatives say workers in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Chicago will participate, citing dissatisfaction with Starbucks' recent contract proposal, which offered no immediate pay raises and only a 1.5% increase in future years. The union said Tuesday that 98% of Starbucks Workers United members voted Tuesday to authorize a strike. Starbucks Workers United workers first unionized in 2021 and now represent more than 10,000 employees. They're asking for a minimum wage of $20 an hour, annual raises of 5%, a fair scheduling process, better health care, and enhanced paid leave protocols. Starbucks said it has held more than 9 bargaining sessions with the union and reached over 30, quote, meaningful agreements on hundreds of topics since April. But Workers United proposals call for an immediate increase in the minimum wage of hourly workers by 64%, which Starbucks views as, quote, not sustainable. In February, Starbucks and the union released statements saying they had made progress in negotiations, and Starbucks said it would work in 2024 to resolve litigation between the company and the union and develop a fairer process in letting employees organize. Starbucks Workers United said the strikes would continue to, quote, escalate unless Starbucks honors the commitment towards working for a foundational framework. Starbucks said Friday that union delegates, quote, prematurely ended the bargaining session this week and called on them to return to the table. They said, we are ready to continue negotiations to reach agreements. Michelle Eisen represents the Starbucks workers. She told Bloomberg News that Starbucks can afford the workers' requests.
Well, we know that the company has invested just this year. You know, they invested in a new CEO whose compensation is approximately $57,000 an hour, which is about $10,000 times more than what the average barista makes an hour. You know, the investment needs to go to the workers.
In a statement to Pacifica News, Starbucks said, we are focused on enhancing the partner experience with over $3 billion invested in the last 3 years. Starbucks offers a competitive average pay of over $18 per hour and best-in-class benefits. Taken together, they are worth an average of $30 per hour for baristas who work at least 20 hours a week. Benefits include health care, free college tuition, paid family leave, and company stock grants. No other retailer offers this kind of comprehensive pay and benefits package. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.